A Meditation for Maundy Thursday. This is a reading from John chapter 13, beginning at the first verse. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." We're hearing Jesus' final words to the 12, those men who have traveled with him, worked and worshipped with him, who have sat at his feet learning from him for 3 years. And so now here, he gives his final instructions to them as he's about to leave his ministry in their hands. Those men have seen their master heal the sick, cast out demons, multiply a little bit of food to feed a multitude, even bring the dead back to life. He has given them power and authority to do the kinds of works that he did. They themselves, uneducated fishermen, despised tax collectors, the commonest of common people, had laid hands on the sick and seen them become well again, had commanded demons to be cast out, and they were cast out. And so now, on this final night with his disciples, Jesus gives two parting instructions, a word and an action. The word is this: love each other. Just as I have loved you, Jesus tells them, you love each other. That will be the sign to the world that you are my disciples and nobody else's when they see the love that you have for one another, the kind of love that I have for you. But it was the action of Jesus that took the disciples by surprise. They didn't see any blaze of shining glory as Peter and James and John had seen on the mountaintop. Jesus did no great work of power. The simple Passover feast spread on the table before them didn't suddenly become a banquet. No. What happened was this. Jesus got up, took off his outer garments, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And fetching a basin of water, he knelt down at the feet of one of his disciples, and he began to wash his dirty feet, wiping them with the towel that he had wrapped around his waist. Peter, speaking on behalf of his companions, as he was wont to do, was scandalized, and he didn't hesitate to say so. "Not in a million years will I let you wash my feet like a common slave," he said, or something very like that. But Jesus just kept right on washing. "Peter, my friend," he said, "if I don't wash your feet, you have no share in this work of mine." When Jesus had finally washed the feet of every disciple, even the feet of Judas, who would betray him that very night, he looked at them all and he said, "Do you understand now? I, your Lord and Master, have shown you what it means to follow me. Just as I have served you, the same way that I have served you, you serve each other. If you belong to me, you will do as I have done." Those were not the marching orders that any one of them had expected. On that final day with Jesus, no power, no glory, no impressive wisdom, no exalted spirituality. The example of the Master was to wash dirty feet. The tool of the disciple of Jesus Christ was a towel. The place of a disciple of Jesus Christ was at the foot of our brother or sister. The quality of love that marks a disciple of our Lord is simple, humble service. Whoever would be great among you, our Lord says, must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.